from KQED.
Starting this week, hundreds of thousands of disabled Medi-Cal recipients will start to move into what are called managed health care plans. Instead of paying for every doctor or hospital visit, the state pays insurers a set fee to meet the patient's medical needs. State health officials, besieged by endless budget battles, see managed care as a cheaper, more efficient way to run Medi-Cal. And as Sarah Varney reports, some for-profit insurance companies see dollar signs.
If this sounds familiar, it is. In the 1990s, the push toward managed care led some insurance companies to put profits before patients. But the insurers and state regulators seem to have gotten the message. Carl McDonald is a managed care analyst at Citigroup.
Certainly can't say that denial of care just to make money never happens. I mean, it certainly has in the past. But that's not a real sustainable long-term business model.
Still, patient advocates say there are problems for Medi-Cal recipients, like parents and kids, already in managed care. The coverage isn't perfect, and it can be tough getting an appointment with a specialist. But Chris Perrone, a healthcare analyst with the California Healthcare Foundation, says the state doesn't have another option.
California has to try something different.
Perrone says with traditional fee-for-service, patients aren't assigned a primary care doctor, and many people don't have one. Tests get duplicated, chronic illnesses go untreated, and pricey emergency room visits are far too frequent. Perrone and other researchers say there's scant evidence that managed care actually results in more coordinated and cheaper care, but it does allow the state to control the spigot, since the state sets the terms of the contract.
They can say, we're going to increase your rates by nothing or 2% or 4% or whatever they determine is appropriate and can afford.
Insurers will try to bring down medical costs and increase their margins, says Citigroup analyst McDonald, by controlling chronic diseases, screening for cancer, and reducing trips to the ER.
So what managed care companies will tend to do is assign everybody to a primary care doctor so they have somewhere else that they can go, and also do what they can to try to improve number of clinics or urgent care centers, things like that, as a way to redirect people from the emergency room.
But why would insurers go through all this trouble for new customers? The state guarantees them a profit. Insurers willing to cover disabled Medi-Cal recipients will earn at least a 2% profit. But what's more important, says McDonald and other analysts, is the monthly revenue, some $500 to $1,000 per member per month.
It's very sick people generally that are included in the population. And because there's so much revenue there, you know, it does help the companies grow the overall size of the business.
Patient advocates have cautiously backed the state's plan. Elizabeth Landsberg of the Western Center on Law and Poverty says regulators have put important safeguards in place. Health plans must maintain robust networks of primary care doctors and specialists. Offices need to have wheelchair ramps. Complaints will be monitored closely. Still, Landsberg and other consumer advocates remain deeply suspicious of for-profit companies like Anthem Blue Cross.
I'm ready to be proven wrong, but I haven't seen that Blue Cross is necessarily set up to really provide that level of care to people, that they have the incentives to do that instead of just controlling costs by denying care.
Anthem Blue Cross says that's not how it serves its members.
We're going to be very transparent with the advocates about the systems that we use and how we serve these members.
Kevin Hayden oversees the Medicaid business at Anthem Blue Cross's parent company, WellPoint. Hayden says its customers can go to trusted community clinics, the so-called safety net providers that have a good track record in serving poor and disabled Californians.
We will manage within the premiums that we receive from the state, but we also will assure quality for the members and access for the members.
It's a good time to be in the Medicaid business. Citibank analyst McDonald estimates the Medicaid market will double between now and 2014. That's when, under the federal health law, some 20 million more poor people will become eligible for Medicaid. And many of them will have to choose managed care plans. For the California Report, I'm Sarah Varney.